Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Torre. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bake McBride. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Dunn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Dedore. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Tom Dedore. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive towards the mound. Dedore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Dedore covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre takes first base on ball four. Simmons moves to second. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Torre moves to second. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights strikes out. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to home to get Simmons. Torre moves to third. McBride moves to second. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Torre scores. McBride scores. Tyson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Gibson. Lockhock moves to third. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Tom Detor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockhock scores. Swisher moves to second. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. Sizemore takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sizemore. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Sizemore steals second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Torre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McBride is hit by the pitch. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 0-for-1 in the game. Wrights hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McBride moves to third. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyson hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Gibson hits a fly ball for a double play. McBride tags and scores. It's 4-1, Cardinals. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lockhock is hit by the pitch. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Swisher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockhock moves to second. Tom Detor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Detor strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockhock moves to third. Swisher moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock is hit by the pitch. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sizemore takes first base on ball 4. Brock moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brock moves to third. Sizemore moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brock scores. Sizemore scores. There goes Smith trying to get to third. Cardinal throws the ball into Dunn, who relays the ball to Madlock, who tags Smith for the out. One out. It's 6-1, Cardinals. Bert Hooten now pitching. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Torre hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, Cardinals. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McBride strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reitz hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hooten scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reitz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardinal hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0-for-2 in the game. Dunn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Madlock moves to third. It's 8-2, Cardinals. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0-for-2 in the game. Tyson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Cardinals. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Brock steals second. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Sizemore hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Ward pinch hits for Bert Hooton. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Frayling now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McBride takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to third. Torre moves to second. Ray Burris now pitching. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Simmons scores. Torre moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-2, Cardinals. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tyson hits a pop-up towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rich Foker's now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Heiser pinch runs for Billy Williams. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heiser moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Mike Garman now pitching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heiser scores. Cardenal moves to third. It's 10-3, Cardinals. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Cubs 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gene Heiser now playing left field. Mike Garman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Burris. Brock moves to second. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Sizemore hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Luis Melendez now playing center field. Jose Cruz now playing left field. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Tyrone pinch hits for Ray Burris. Ray Bear now pitching. Jim Dwyer now playing right field. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swisher moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops it up and throws to first, with Bear covering, for the out. Swisher moves to third. Tyrone moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-4 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Swisher scores. Tyrone moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-4, Cardinals. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a fly ball into center field. Melendez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Herb Hudson now pitching. Jim Tyrone now playing left field. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Torre strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reitz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhock is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.